Dime tu mami, bésame tatami, regalo tsunami. Motomami, noun, a biker chick, or, as singer Rosalía describes it, an energy. If you've never heard of the word motomami, don't worry, I hadn't either. But the word will definitely be making its mark, as it is the title of the third studio album of Spanish singer Rosalía. Released on March 18th, 2022 by Columbia Records, Motomami is a 16-track experimental pop and alt-reggaeton album. The album had its fair share of hype, since singer Rosalía had not released an album since 2018. In the US, Motomami debuted at number 33 on the Billboard Hot 100, with 17,000 album units sold in its first week. The album also was number one in the top Latin pop album chart and had the largest opening week for a Latin pop album in the year 2022. I sat down with WNUR News' campus local editor, who also happens to be my friend, Maria Jimena Aragon, to discuss our thoughts on the album and how we reacted to it.
My expectations before the album came out were actually really bad. Like, I thought, I don't know, Rosalía, the way that she's going as an artist with a lot of auto-tune and different things like that, I was just not very excited for this album. And then specifically when she dropped Chicken Teriyaki, I was like, girl, ¿qué está pasando? What are we doing?
Chicken Teriyaki lives in my nightmares. Patina aquí, chicken teriyaki. Tu gata quiere maqui, mi gata en cabeza aquí. Quiero una cadena que me arruina toda la cuenta. Como Naomi en los 90.
And then I saw the like track list and things like that. And I was like, I'm not sure I'm too excited for this album. But, you know, you have to give it a chance. So when it dropped, I actually listened it through and I was pleasantly surprised. There are some gems. There are also not so much gems, but I definitely enjoyed my time listening to it. And now there are some songs that I do play and I'll show my friends and they're like, what is this? Like super excited. So yeah.
She's doing something very experimental. Mm-hmm. So I think that a lot of people really like the songs where she kind of goes back to her roots, like with the flamenco, like Sakura and like
Delirio de Grandeza. That's my favorite. It 100% reminds me of like what I kind of fell in love with her music. So Delirio de Grandeza was like one of my faves, and then there was like other ones that she has.
What's your least favorite song on the album?
I say Hentai. Te quiero ride como mi bike. I don't know, like it sounds very melodic and super nice and very like, oh cool, but then like hear the lyrics and I'm just like, no quiero ride un bike, like that's not, I don't like that. So I think that was my least favorite.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of, what are your favorite songs from the album?
I got you, I wrote a list. Delirio de Grandeza is number one for sure. La ambición, delirio de grandeza, hizo en mí un ser martirizado. I like Saoko. Saoko is very, I don't know, exciting. Like, people will kind of just, like, vibe to it. Saoko, papi, Saoko. Chica, ¿qué dices? Saoko, papi, Saoko. Saoko, papi, Saoko. And then, oh my god, my favorite, Motomami. Like, okay, Pharrell is on this track, right? We know that his producer tag are those four beats in the beginning. But Motomami, you just like be standing here, just like doing homework. And you're like, Motomami, 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 Motomami. Like, it is the best thing in the world. And I just, I don't know. It's been stuck in my head right now.
I remember like texting you when I heard it for the first time, like through being like, oh my god, this is actually like not terrible.
Yeah, because we were just teased. Okay, that's also another conversation. She teased with like the weirdest lyrics and the songs that are like weren't the best on the album. And yeah, it got conversation happening, right? Like it got people to be like, like got people, because mm-hmm. people love to hate things, right? They love to hate songs, they love to hate artists, but then it gets you listening, and then you're like, wait a second, your impression was incorrect. So I don't know. I think it was very effective for Rosalía, but I would definitely love for her to go back to her roots, her flamenco roots, because I think that's what made her so different. Now it's like super auto-tune and like She's tapping into different genres. You know what I mean? So
I agree. I think that it was very smart of her, because I remember listening to seeing the Chicken Teriyaki music video and being like, I hate this so much. I hate it so much, so much. I'm not listening to this album. And then I did, because I wanted to see if all of them were bad. And then they weren't. So it was like, oh, okay, that's nice.
Oh, I think another thing that I really enjoyed from this album was her collaboration with The Weeknd. To hear him sing in Spanish and like do it pretty well, I was pleasantly shocked. Es mal amante la fama, no va a quererte de verdad. I think it's something that we haven't heard from The Weeknd. It really did help him as well to kind of tap into that market. And then also she collaborated with Tokisha.
I love her. I love Tokisha.
Yeah, I would love to see more collabs on her end, because again, with Pharrell producing Motomami, having The Weeknd and Tokisha on the album, I think that she can really tap into that in future projects.
Although the album has caused its fair share of controversy, since Rosalía is a Spanish artist placed in the Latin category despite not being Latina herself, Motomami has been a trailblazer in the development of new experimental sound for the reggaeton and Latin pop genre. This week, Rosalía announced that she will be going on the Motomami World Tour across Europe, North America, and Latin America from July to December of this year. Tickets will be going on sale today. For WNUR News, this was Maria Camaño. Motomami.